Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
If you haven't heard, Chelsea Manning has been freed as of May 17th in the year of the Lord 2017. So about 5 months from now, she will be freed from her 35 years sentence for leaking stuff to WikiLeaks, classified information, in 2010. Another 209 people saw their sentence commuted, 64 pardons. He's been very busy. He's probably running out of ink. Playing with people's lives, man. You can't do that. How would you like to? Like, that's power, right? Like, you know what? I don't think you should be in prison anymore. You're free. Free to go. Collect $200 on the way out. Chelsea, of course, famously went in as Bradley, and we were just looking at him. They took him away at the time. And we pointed out that he probably shops in the petites, is what I'm thinking. Thinking shopping in the petites, very much so. But 35 years is what Chelsea was given. And Chelsea, who famously leaked a bunch of stuff, U.S. military incident logs, diploma cables, government documents that were secret, and along with Edward Snowden. And this, you know, this is how it all exploded. And next thing you know, we find out they're spying on us. But on top of all of that, there were other things in there that put our people and our allies and people that were working with our people at risk. And so, you know, out he goes and she goes. And a lot of people are thinking one of the big reasons is because of the story of Chelsea Clinton, who also transitioned. Oh my God, Chad, that was the worst. Chelsea, whatever the hell is Manning. Hey, Chelsea, who what other Chelseas do we have here? Chelsea Schwartz, Chelsea, who's the comedian? Handler? Oh, geez. I'd rather date Chelsea Manning.
Well, at least
Chad.
You didn't say Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. I date Peyton Manning, too, over Chelsea Handler. You know? Chad, that is just rude. They are. They are all the same person. But a lot of people are saying the story of Chelsea Manning and the way all this went down is the big reason that this took place. And I think that's very much the truth. I think there's very much a very real feel that this was a progressive move for a progressive president to free somebody who is in a social issue of being, transitioning from Bradley to Chelsea. And how much of that played a part. I think it played a much bigger part than people realized. I do think that he was over-sentenced. I do think he was overcharged. I think there was a lot of that. But in the end, you know, I mean, you've now sent word to our friends and allies out there that, hey, you know what? You can't trust us with stuff because we may just get it out there. I just want you to know that. And if we catch somebody, we may set him free. Just letting you know. We're just letting you know. Yeah. That is just, Chad. President Obama has landed, President Trump has landed, or President-elect. Can we just call him President Trump now? I'm sick of saying that. President Trump, because I got to get used to it, right? It's like the new date, you know, when you go, oh, man, it's not 2016 anymore, it's 2017. Like you're right anymore. But if you did, he's President Trump. We're just going to go with that. He's landed in D.C., and apparently he's got things going on tonight. I don't know if he's leaving or if he's entrenched there and he's going to stay there through the inauguration. That I do not know, but he is there. He is in D.C. He's got some stuff going on. I see they're all the CNN talking heads are out there and you can see the police in the background. I bet that town is locked down. And we had Scotty who works with us. He came up to us today. He says, because, you know, he said, would you want to go? And I said, look, I have no interest in standing there with 500,000 people to watch a guy swear in, and there's zero interest, like, at all. Like, and if I was part of it, I don't even know if I'd want to go. It's like, is there a way I can get out of this? Because there's just a lot of people, and I got other things to do that aren't that. You know what I mean? But he said, do you think there's going to be terrorism? You think there's going to be attack? I said, no, I don't think there's going to be attack. I don't. There's no credible threats. The FBI, CIA, Department of Homeland Security, also, there's no credible threats about that. Where I worry about is the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crowd, the angry Bernie supporters and the angry, you know, progressives out there who are pissed and mad. And you saw that Project Veritas thing that's out there right now, you know, where, you know, they were talking about going in and, you know, throwing certain kind of, you know, acid and stuff inside the buildings to make people evacuate and causing a bunch of crap on the on the commuter trains and stuff like that. That's where I worry about. Not that they're going to go kill a bunch of people, but they're going to disrupt it and make people's lives a living hell. And let me tell you, you do not endear yourself to a cause when you make an already difficult situation like driving home or being stuck in traffic or being stuck in a large crowd even more difficult. Whatever your cause is now, I hate you, right? Like, I may like your cause. And then you do something stupid like walk on the freeway and we all have to sit and wait even longer in traffic. And all of a sudden, the cause you once, I thought you had a real good cause there. I want to hit you with my car now and go home. And my cause now is, you know, just to run you over. That's the cause I have. And that's the fear I think that people are having. Not so much if there's going to be something, because I just think that thing is so locked down that it would be insane. I fear that there will be some kooks, some tree huggers, some saving the whale people, some, you know, whatever it is that's going to do something stupid. You know, that is my fear if anything is going to happen. But outside of that, I think that thing's locked down. I don't think you're going to get that. I just don't think you're going to get that. Anything crazy. I saw that the president's moving truck is there. The president now. So we have President Obama and just President Trump. How's that? So that way we separate the two. The president's moving truck is there, getting ready to move all their stuff. I know they're leaving straight from the inauguration to fly out to Palm Springs, which is where we're located, which literally, while we're on the air, they will be but a couple hundred yards away from us because we are right behind the airport. I don't know, probably a couple hundred yards from the runway. I mean, you know, if that, you know, I mean, it's insane that so he will be here come Friday, and it's going to be interesting to watch how that unfolds. I was looking at a thing today, the Millennial Youth Index, because of Obama leaving, it is at the worst it's ever been. It has jumped in the last several months because they see their god is leaving and being replaced by a demigod of evil is the way they feel. Plus, they're looking at all this massive debt. Plus, they're looking at all kinds of things, you know, and it's not just him leaving, but they're putting that as one of the big reasons. The millennials are so upset. Speaking of millennials, kids, I got a story for you that I've had for the last day and a half, and I've read it on a few occasions because I didn't think it to be true, but it is so insane, this story. Wait till you hear it. It's about a 28-year-old woman who had a very amazing job with a corporation that probably gets a million resumes a month, and it was just too much. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, Chadbenson. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us, 323-538-2423. That's 323-538-2423. Always call the program as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Wait till you hear this story. Wow. Millennials got some issues. It's the Chad Benson Show.
How does that happen?
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Ah. The report out says 47% of the jobs in this here country may be gone within the next 20, 25 years. No longer exist. No longer need for said jobs. Which makes you think. If you got a good job, you keep it. You rock it. You roll it. You work it. You know, one of the things I hammer millennials a lot because I look at my work ethic and I look at the things I used to do. Hell, I look at the things I do now. I'm not going to lie to you. I bust my ass get here early. I leave late. If I work a 14 or 15 hour day, that's not uncommon for me each and every week. I will leave here tonight. I will get a quick bite to eat. I will go home and I will start working on tomorrow's show. And I don't just do this show. I do a local show for Sacramento. I bust my hump. Work hard. Producer Anthony, same thing. He's here on the weekends. We bust our butt. Producer Phil, he moved his coffee closer to his bed because he's got a problem. But we're good with this. But producer Phil works his ass off. And producer Phil, like me, worked in an industry where working free was expected. And you got some sort of half-ass college credit. But you got life experience and job experience out of it. I will tell you this right now. I read stories like this, and I've worked around and continue to work with some millennials, and it makes me scratch my head because I know the work ethic isn't there. It's not. It's not hard for people to get ahead at a younger age now because their competition is so much less. Because people don't have that drive and desire. They burn out easier. It's a great article in Fast Company about two women who've burned out. By the way, both of them are uber successful. One, her name is Michelle. That's a fake name. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Was a thriving real estate mogul in Seattle, co-founder of her own business. She used to go all over from Vancouver, B.C. to Los Angeles and everywhere else. Philanthropy. She was throwing money around. But at age 28, she did what many millennial women are doing. She burnt out. She scaled back on clients, travel, and events. Eventually, with the support of her husband, she called it quits to take a sabbatical. She's not alone. The trend of young women burning out by the age of 30 is very real and unfortunately common, says a new study. The women account for 53% of corporate entry-level jobs, but only 37% of mid-management roles. That number drops to 26% for vice president and senior manager, indicating a major gender disparity between higher up in the corporate ladder. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. More women are coming into the workforce now than ever before. They're going to hold more jobs than men very, 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 very near in the future if they already don't. Secondly, mid-level management, vice president stuff, you get there through time. You don't start there. So this is a little skewed when you look at some of these things. First and foremost, a little bit skewed. So when we say, well, you know, if they were vice presidents, that they would stay longer. I mean, is that what they're trying to tell me in this? If I'm a vice president, I'll stay longer. But if I'm not vice president, well, that sounds very millennial to me right there, doesn't it? If I don't get to be president of the team and I don't get to write the checks, then I quit. All right. I went to school. I've had like a 2 years experience. I will quit if I don't get what I want. But it's not just there. Jenny Blake was a thriving young lady. She began her career at Google, but she started to burn the candles at both ends, working full-time as a career development program manager while writing a book nights and weekends. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was on the fast lane to burnout. My pace was not sustainable, and I only realized it after I crashed just weeks before my book was set to launch. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm writing two books right now. I'm 46 years old. I got told yesterday I have pretty good endurance for a large man, whatever that means. It was unsettling. I will tell you that now. Put your pants on, sir. But get over it. Donald Trump is 70 years old. He sleeps like 3 hours a night. He's a robot. Hillary Clinton, for passing out several of the times she did, that lady was go, 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 go. This isn't a gender thing. This is a millennial thing. Very much so a millennial thing. And they say, there's a universe. This is the thing that makes me laugh right now. Remember, we're talking about millennials. All right? We're talking about millennials. Kansas study. University of Kansas found that women are burning out faster than men after looking at the attrition rates of journalists. This is what they say. The author of the study, Professor Scott Reinhardy, examined the numbers of through gender socialization theory, which claims that society puts certain expectations on people based on the gender from a very young age. Where women are more often expected to provide the majority of family care and raise children, men are expected to be the breadwinners and put obligations before family. That was supported by these findings. Well, first and foremost, millennials aren't having kids. I guarantee you these other two didn't have kids. They weren't burning the candle because they came home and their husband, you know, he's sitting on the couch with his feet up and he's not doing anything and she's expected to raise the child. No. It's because I got to be honest with you. After working with a lot of millennials, you can tell the ones who stand out because they show up every day, sometimes early and leave late, and the rest of them, which is most of them, who can't be asked to do anything because you owe them something according to something. Yes, you know what? There is a nature to gender and the way that things are. Are we trying to reshape all of that stuff? Yes. But when you look at the millennials and you look at this report, while it tries to show that men somehow, once again, are keeping women down, the truth is, in a situation like this, is to become vice president, it usually takes time, right? And burning out after a couple years isn't going to get you there. Secondly, millennials aren't having kids, so coming home and having no responsibility but taking your dog to the dog park or writing your book is not burning candle at both ends. I get it from male millennials and female millennials. They want stuff handed to them, and their work ethic is... Don't be asked to do them something after hours that will absolutely get in the way of their fun. The truth is, they want fun, and they value fun and things like that over work. So amazing. Oh, my God. So hard. They see millennials burn out around age 30 because they're unhappy in jobs and don't see a clear career path. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you people? God, my son is going to stomp on your souls. I just want to let you guys know that you're going to work for him forever because that's the kind of guy I'm raising. Chad, you're a jerk. Kind of. It's true. According to them, I'm a jerk. I don't see a clear path, so I don't think I really want to do this anymore. I'm going to go home and sit at my mom's house. Dumbasses. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Text us, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Just a few days away from the President Obama stepping away and President Trump ascending to the presidency. His inauguration is coming fast and furiously, no matter how much the Democrats want to stop it. So now they're just not showing up. By the way, California has the most who are not showing up to represent themselves and to be there for the inauguration of the 45th president. These here United States, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Call us 844-344-2423. Mike in Cali, want to talk about the Dems not showing up.
Thanks. Hey, bro. Well, here's a suggestion. I used to work in D.C., and I want you to imagine this for a text, that went down the road, got a couple Marines to fill the seats that are abandoned by Congress for the first time in a long time. Congressional seats would be manned by men and women of honor.
Oh.
And could you imagine the outcome of that tweet?
That would be great. That would be, you know, I would be hilarious. I think it'd be great, and I think he would definitely call it out as he called it should. And why not? They should be there. It's you know what? This is it's a great idea.
And it's a great segue with the millennial thing you just had. I mean, the butthurt that is going on is really disgraceful.
It is. It is,
you know,
absolutely disgraceful.
When President Obama won twice, I got up for work the next day and I showed up.
Yeah. Okay?
I was in uniform the first time. I did not want to agree with that. But you know what? He became my president. He was my commander in chief. Hoorah. Drive on. You know?
That's what you do.
It's a very annoying thing.
It is
right.
You're absolutely correct, and I appreciate your call. It is one of those things where it is, you know what? We joke about it here, but you know what it is to us? Yes, he's being sworn in on Friday, but it's Donut Friday. We're more concerned about the donuts we're going to have on Friday than whether or not he's going to jack up the country. It's not going to happen. Look, it is going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be very exciting to see what's going to happen. We're all going to be watching it with, I think, even people who are optimistic. It's a cautious optimism that he is going to pull through. But he has shown us time and time again that he, for whatever reason, you know, call it, you know, partial luck, call it partial work ethic, call it partial calling people out for what they are and actually understanding humanity in a much different way than we do, has risen and has won. So there's no reason for me to go, okay, well, you know what? I've doubted you before, but I'm going to continue to doubt you. Look, until he shows me a reason why this is it, then you know what? I'm going to give him a chance. And I'm going to get up on Friday. And Thursday night, I'm going to look right over at my man Anthony, and I'm going to say, what kind of donut do we want tomorrow? And I know what he's going to say, because he gets the same donut every time because he loves it. And then he and I split a donut. But I'm going to ask him anyways. And it's just Friday. That's it. That's all it is, kids. It's just Friday. Your life's not going to change. Nobody's kicking in your doors. Nobody's going to come take away your video games. Just get to work. Just, you know, that reading what I just read again and talking about on the air, the millennials quitting at 28, it's just, it is so freaking ridiculous. I'm working for Google. I'm working for Google, and I am in a place where millions of people, in fact, you know what? Speaking of Google, can you Google how many resumes they get a month? I'm curious about that. Over under 250,000, Phil.
I don't know. Let me call Jim Murphy.
I'm curious about that. You're 28 and you're burning out and you're writing a book. God, man, life is about work. Life is about pushing the envelope. Life is about, if you want to get ahead, you know what? I work for myself, but I work for my son. It's not just me I work for. I work for, because I love Anthony and I want to be successful. I work for myself, but man, I push myself, always have. How much? $20,000 a week is what they get. So you're about $1 million a year. $1 million plus a year they get. And you're like, nah, I'm tired. You're asking me too much. Yeah, I'm burning out. It's too much. I'm tired. Oh, God, they want me to work after hours. I got stuff to do. Good God. It is amazing. And then they whine. They whine about everything. Trump said, I'm going to whine. They're asking me to work late. I'm going to whine. I whine about everything. And it's not all millennials. My little sister, she busts her butt. She works hard. But her boyfriend, his name's Daka. Great kid. He's like 20, 21 years old. He and my sister have dated for a very long time. And that kid busts his ass. He works hard. Day in and day out, doing what he's doing. And he goes to school. And he doesn't bitch about it. And you know what? Here's a kid who is like 20. I think he's 21 in a few months. He's making almost $60,000 a year. He has worked his way up while he's still going to college. Oh, jeez. Oh. And he looks around and says, I'm embarrassed. The whiners, the bitching, the moaning. It's a crazy 28. I'm burnt out. My God, what do you expect in life? What do you honest to God expect in life? And this just is about millennials, people who feel they're burning out on something. What do you expect? At 28 years old, you want to be vice president? I can guarantee you one thing. You're working at a big corporation. That vice president is probably at the earliest in their early 40s, usually in their 50s and 60s, and they sacrificed and they busted ass to get to that position. I guarantee it wasn't handed to them because they got a wiener. Jeez, drives me crazy. 28, I'm burnt out. Producer Phil, I think I'm going to have to go home now. I'm burnt out from talking.
I don't want to press these buttons anymore, Chad.
I'm tired. All the button pressing, Phil. I'm going to go home and Phil's going to go home and he's a millennial. I don't want to press these buttons, but I do want to go home and play my Xbox.
Well, yeah.
Work ethic, man. Whatever happened to it? Sacrifice. Where's the sacrifice in life? I'm curious. Where is the sacrifice in life to get what you want to get? You know what I see, especially amongst these millennials, these groups of man bun wearing, you know, growing the beard, not because I'm a lumberjack, because I'm a lumbersexual, you know, skinny jean wearing, let's go to Coachella. I don't really want to make too much of an effort. It's about experiences in life, but I do want stuff, but I'd like it to be handed to me, blah, 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 blah. You know what I see? I see kids who make it come from poverty because they want to get the hell out of there. They want to. I don't hear other kids may bitch about, man, I didn't get a fair shot in life. I didn't get this. That's why I got to do that. But I see a lot of kids who are getting themselves out of positions in life if they're coming from poverty because they know what it's like to be in poverty. They don't have a chance to sit back to bitch, whine, and moan about stuff like they do. You have that luxury at 28 that your husband's going to give you a sabbatical. A sabbatical. I'm taking a sabbatical. My husband says it's okay. I've been burning the candles at both ends. I'm going to take a sabbatical, and I'm going to stay at home, and I'm going to write my book and go on tour. It's more of a cleansing for my soul because I don't know where I was going to go with Google. Like, this company may not even go anywhere, and they're asking me for a lot. So I'm going to take some time off. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to work here anymore because I need a sabbatical. It's tough. Candles were burning at both ends, and I was in the middle. So it's hot. It's hot. Super hot. Take the time off. Going to stay at home with my dog, Fifi, that I take everywhere with me. I'm not having kids because those are responsibilities, and I just couldn't give it back. Going to do that. And then, you know, from there, I just take it. My husband's, you know, he's gonna. And it's funny because I'm reading that damn story, and the whole time, both these women quit, and their husbands are going to work still. I don't see them going, well, I'd like to quit and take a sabbatical too. No, no, no. You just reinforced that gender thing you said was horrible. Well, I gotta take a sabbatical. I come in, I got a candle, it's burning at both ends, and I'm the candle, and I'm burning at both ends. So I gotta take a sabbatical. Me and Fifi are gonna go out. We're gonna go shopping in our Range Rover. Talk about how horrible Trump is. It's destroying the world. It's going to take away my choice to be a sabbatical stay-at-home person with no kids. That's okay, too. But I'm not being taken care of. It's a sabbatical. I'm still working in my mind trying to cleanse myself. It's a sabbatical is what it really is. Mostly sabbatical. I'm going to stay home, you know, because he's not taking care of me. This isn't a gender situation. I'm just really burnt out. I'm 28. I've been out of school for almost 3 years. I'm not even president of the United States of America. Jeez. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Oh, my God. You're just so talking and stuff about sabbaticals. What are you going to do? You're going to go home tonight and just totally cleanse? Pretty much. I'm going to cleanse with a burger and some wings, baby. The Chad Benson Show. Take it, wrap it up. I'll take it,
wrap it up. I'll take it. You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. People are saying, what's your favorite donut? I like it. It depends on where I go. Right? Like, yeah, I go to this one place by my house, the Swiss Donuts. I like them. They don't have the apple. They don't have the cinnamon twist that I like. Sometimes I go to a different one. Both of them make great donuts. They just have a different feel for them. When I was in Texas, I love Shipley's. I mean, it's good, man. I love donuts. That's like, that to me, it's my Protestant bagel. It's exactly what it is. Because I don't have to put stuff on it. Right? Like, what do you want? I want this. It's simple. Get a donut hole. It's great. Like, you don't have bagel holes. You have donut holes. They're amazing. They're glazed. They're delicious. It's like God's teardrop is what that is. It's just amazing. Chad, you're weird. Annoying. Who are the most annoying passengers? Millennials, Chad. I know. No. Just in general, who are the most annoying? They have done a new survey about the most annoying passengers, especially now as we have this kind of one size fits all airplane. If you're not sitting up front, you're sitting back in essentially the meat cart, right? The veal crate is where you are back there. You're back there all veal crated up. You know, you got angry people that have been working at the airlines for 30 years and they're You got horrible varicose veins, and they're just burnt out, and they're ready to pull the slide down at any given moment, and they're hating their life, you know? And, you know, they don't even know what city they're in anymore, and they're serving you, and they're pissed off to the world. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, they've done this massive survey, and here it is. And the survey was, it went across many different spectrums of age. It was not just 55-year-old commuters or something like that. It was across a large swath of human beings. Let's start at numeros 10. First of all, Phil, who's your worst travel passenger person and experience?
Someone who hasn't bathed.
Ah, ding, 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 ding. That's on here. I'll tell you about that. Number 14 is the single and ready to mingle. 18% of people said they hate the single and ready to mingle. Number 13, the mad bladder. Ah, because like the mad hatter, those are people that have to urinate a lot. And those people, you need to sit on the outside. So what's not to bug me if I'm on the outside? We could just say, look, I've got to pee a lot and there's an issue and I will have to be going a lot. And I'll say, have you heard of a catheter? And then we'll move on from there. Here you go. The amorous, number 12.
Ooh.
Number 11, kids. The undresser. Oh, yes. The people that sit down and they have 12 things of clothing and they take it all off, you know, down to their T-shirt. I got a jacket. I got to take this off. I'm going to put this here. And, yes. I know exactly what that is. Yeah, yeah. Number 10, pungent foodies. Yeah. I think that goes along with the stinky folk because that is gross. Stinky people. Number 9, the armrest hog. Now, there's a rule to this. If you're in the center seat, both armrests are yours because the other people don't have anybody. So if you're in the center seat, that armrest is yours. The outside obviously has its armrest, but it can get up. And the other person has the window, so they get the armrest in the window. You get to be stuck in the middle of usually two people you've never met, never want to talk to you again, who are annoying and or smelly. So you get both armrests. Those are the rules. Follow the rules. There are rules for a reason. Number 8, seat back guy. Putting the seat back. Oh, yeah. I know you're eating something, but I'm putting the seat all the way back. Hopefully it breaks and lands in your lap. Woo! Love seat back guy. Number 7, the queue jumper, as they call it, or the line jumper. Person wants to come up to the front. We know who that is. Doesn't follow the rules on getting off an airplane. Wants to be first. Plane's not even stopped. Boom, you're already up. Yeah, we've just landed. You're starting to run towards the front. I think if you get up and you start to make a move towards the front before anybody else in the seat back the line, they should come over and they should make you wait until everybody's got off the plane. Ooh, scold them, Chad. Number 6, Chatty Cathy. She's the worst. You know who you are. You talk to everybody. I don't want to hear about your kids or your grandkids. Do you want to hear about mine? No. And I don't want to tell you about mine. I want to sit here and watch a movie. That's it. That's what I want to do. I'm on this giant, you know, tube floating through the air at 450 miles an hour with half a tank of gas, just enough to get us there. And people are making $18 an hour and unhappy to be there and disgruntled, maybe drunk pilots. I would just like to watch my movie in peace. Number 5.
Earbuds are your friend.
That's right. The boozer. Oh, we've all had a flight with the boozer. Likes to drink a little bit too much. Gets a little bit hammered. Talks a little bit too loud. Thinks it's funny to yell bomb. You know who I'm talking about. Passes out on you. Oh, my God. Number 4, the audio insensitive. You know who you are. You play your headphones too loud. I don't want to hear you while you read your book. All right? Don't care. And you're going to go deaf. Right? Just to take it from me. I barely have my headphones on. I rarely keep my headphones on at all. And I hate wearing them. I don't like loud noises. But if I can hear you with my headphones on, you have a problem. Number 4, the aromatic passenger, the stanky passenger. You know who you are, stank people. Oh, yes. Number 2, the inattentive parents. I've not really seen that. I think parents now, by and large, That's why it's probably up there, because when you see it, it's annoying. I think parents now, by and large, always feel guilty because their kids may make noise. Every once in a while, you get a kid that's a little bit loud or a little bit this, that, and the other. But by and large, I've not had that. And again, I tend to sit next to kids because I have no problem with that, because I know what it's like to travel with kids. And, you know, I'm one of those people who's like, I have zero problem with that. But the number one, do you know what number one is, Producer Phil?
No, because you've already lifted off all of mine.
The rear seat kicker. The person who kicks the seat and or fumbles with the seat, puts a bunch of crap in the back of the seat. You know who you are. You know exactly who you are. You annoy all of us, and we are coming for you. We're going to wait outside the gate. Yeah. Oh, well, Anthony's was terrorist was the worst of all travelers. I agree. Anybody who wants to blow their underwear up and kill a bunch of people, not a good passenger to fly with. Solid fun show today, kids. You can check us out across all of these fine mediums, from Instagram to Twitter and everything else, at Chad Benson Show. You can tweet along with us. You can also text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. And yes, you can email the show, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Love getting that. Check out chadbensonshow.com for the latest podcast and all the other bits we do. For Anthony, for Phil, my name is Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.